BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Good afternoon. This is Scott Mills. Wow, I love the attempt at Christmas that's been made in here today.
Someone's got a bit of tinsel and wound it. Anyway, there's tinsel stuck up everywhere in a tree in the corner.
It's well festive. That tree has been at Radio 1 longer than I have. Fact.
No.
Yeah, no, it has. It's been here every year since 1982. I don't know, but it looks like it has. But yeah, nice attempt at making it feel real festive. This is actually quite off-putting, this tinsel thing. It keeps falling down on my face. Hope you're all right. 24 Years at the Tap End is coming up a bit later on. Hiya. Hi. There's someone waving at me. I don't know who it is. Hiya. More from Chris's Weird Life. And also Dear Scott from the PR4L, because it's Thursday, isn't it?
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Flux Pavilion and...
Damn.
Oh, catches me out every time. Damn, there's two dams. That was Super Bad on BBC Radio 1. Chris is in love with that song.
It's my favourite at the moment, I think.
Yeah?
It's brilliant.
Is it kind of like one of those ones that you would walk into a bar to? Or
yeah.
What's the... didn't you play darts before and you used to have music
entrance music. I think this should be my entrance song.
Chris the Stark Shark?
Yeah.
No, Chris the Stark Shark? Chris the Stark Shark would be rubbish. Chris the Shark, you're not Chris Shark, are you? I got it wrong.
No.
The Stark is like the rubbishest nickname ever.
It almost makes it sound like a naked shark as well.
It really does.
Chris the Shark Stark.
Yeah. So let's just imagine this. Like, you want it to be you going into a bar, yeah?
Yeah.
All right, cool. So, like...
Chris, where's he drinking?
Hmm?
What is that? The oldie English inn.
So... you've opened the door of the bar. You walk in. Everything goes quiet. People put their drinks down. You wink at a few ladies along the way.
Bad.
A waitress drops a whole tray of drinks. You walk up to the bar and they say, Chris, what are you having? And you say,
damn.
Yeah, that's the ticket. I hear you. Right, leave the bar. Okay, bye.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Yes, the mince pies are on. Can we play a Christmas song today? Because it is actually December now.
Oh, there's a really good one in Dear Scott.
What, a Christmas song?
Yeah.
What, an excuse to play one?
Yeah.
Yes. When can we do this, please?
I reckon we should do it in the next 20 minutes or so.
Cool. So, PR4L coming up with Dear Scott and Festivities Ahoy. I actually want to change my ringtone to something Christmassy as well. On my phone.
Right.
How do I do that?
Do you want to decide this now, or...?
I'm just open to any offers,
really.
Oh,
you've got one of those phones, haven't you?
Yeah, one of
them. That involves another app and all sorts of...
That's what I'm saying. It's, like, long, isn't it?
See, also, me, you just get the MP3 and you're on.
Well, you've still got... It's a classic. 5:15 tonight, it'll be 24 years at the actual Tap End.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It's time for Dear Scott. Posh Radio 4 lady with the stuff that you've been saying to us this week.
Dear Scott, Bex, Chris, PR4L, STD and TOTDS.
Hello.
I like the voice you do when you introduce Innuendo Bingo. How long can you keep it up for? Love you, bye. Andy, off of Putney, 32, 33 in 2 weeks, 5'8", vegetarian, likes karaoke, movies and general socialising, but not swimming off of CVs.
Thank you very much. There's a lot of information there.
It's not a dating service,
yeah,
Scott.
It did go a bit dating, and good sense of humour. Yeah, the voice that I do for the intro to Innuendo Bingo, I'm just trying to make it sound like all voiceover-like, but I probably couldn't keep it up for long. Should I do it?
Try it.
Okay, here we go.
Two people, two cups of water, one bin. Innuendo Bingo, the jewel.
And that's all I can do really before it starts to go a bit wrong, so...
17 seconds.
Yeah. But I do it live every time. That is not a pre-recording, and that was live then as well. So, yeah, props to me, yeah? Next.
Dear Scott, Becky, the one that doesn't speak, Chris, and of course the PR4L. Should I be concerned? My 23-year-old boyfriend has just rung me up to admit that he's just made an impulse purchase. Knowing him as I do, I waited to hear him tell me he'd bought a video game or something equally boyish and youthful. However, it turned out that the purchase was in fact a bread machine.
Oh.
I thought I was going out with a 23-year-old, not a 63-year-old. Oh. Should I be concerned or should I just enjoy the bready goodness? Thanks for your help. Laura, off of Newcastle, currently residing in Northamptonshire. P.S. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Yes. What is the point of bread machines? Seriously.
Oh, no. Have you ever eaten bread from a fresh bread, like from a bread machine?
No, I do the sensible thing and go and buy a loaf of bread like every other sane person.
Yeah, but it doesn't taste as good.
It does.
No, seriously, when you get the bread out of, not that I've got one, but a few people I know have had, one of my ex-boyfriends had one, and he had it so that it would, like, some setting so that it could wake you up with the smell of fresh bread. Seriously, if you eat bread straight from a bread machine, you can do a whole loaf.
I'd probably check his ID if I were you.
Yeah.
I think it's weird.
I think it's really weird.
No, it's good.
Check his passport. Mm. I just think that life is too short, Becky, to be sitting around making bread.
You've never had, like, fresh bread, though? Like, warm bread where you can eat a whole loaf in one go?
Just bung it in the microwave for a couple of minutes. That's what I do.
What?
Does that work?
Yeah.
Gross.
Makes it warm.
You actually said that's what I do then.
I have done that.
How many slices do you put in?
You put a whole loaf in there. I've done that.
No, you haven't.
I have
You've
done
put
that.
A whole loaf of sliced bread in the microwave just to warm it up.
Sometimes a baguette.
It'll go soggy.
Yeah.
It's all right, it's still warm. Same.
Why don't you just do toast?
I don't know. It's like people that got, like, my granddad once asked for a slow cooker. I'm like, what is that about? Why cook something in an hour when it could take 5 days? I don't understand it. Or, no, it's all right, because when I come back this evening, my soup will be done. Brilliant. Well, I could just put it in the microwave again. Take two minutes.
I don't understand that. No. But fresh bread is lush.
Next!
Hi, Scott. Been meaning to email you since Tim was on the other day. Us Aussies do have our own variations on Christmas carols, making them from cold to hot. My favourite, for example, is the Australian Jingle Bells. Or if you Google Six White Boomers, this is an original Aussie Christmas carol that Rolf Harris sung. Love you, Nita, XX, Smiley.
Hi, Nita. We get a lot of listeners to our free download in Australia. So, hi there, guys. How you going? this is when Tim Minchin was on. And we were talking about that there are not really any hot Christmas songs, really. It's all about snowing and Father Christmas and reindeers and... And there's no, like, sunny Christmas songs, but maybe I was wrong.
Well, he did one, didn't he?
Yeah, he does White Wine in the Sun.
Which is really good.
Really, really good. He did it on the show the other day, live.
But this one is amazing.
All right, cool, let's have a listen. Is this Rolf? Someone else, okay.
Dashing through the bush in a rusty Holden ute, kicking up the dust. Esky in the boot.
No, this is stupid.
No, this is good.
Kelpie by my side, singing Christmas songs. It's summertime and I am in the singlet, shorts and thongs. Oh, jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle all the way. Christmas in Australia on a scorching summer's day. Jingle bells, jingle bells, Christmas time is new. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a rusty
Holden ute. What's a ute? Is that like a pickup truck?
That's like a pickup truck, yeah.
Oh, right. It's just not the same. I don't like
it's
it.
Good.
I don't like it. It's not right.
Engine's getting hot. Dodge the kangaroos. Sweaty climbs aboard. He is welcome to. All the family is there. Sitting by the pool. Christmas Day, the Aussie way, by the barbecue. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Chris, what's up? She's actually crying.
Chris has lost it.
What's wrong?
What is this? Christmas in Australia on a scorching summer's day.
Hey.
Jingle bells, Christmas time is mute. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a rusty Holden ute.
Still going.
They're having such an amazing time.
I know, they love it. Yes. Well, this is incredible. This is the first hot Christmas song apart from White Wine and the Sun.
It's not, can I just say, it's not Emil Heskey in the boot. No. It's an Esky, which is an Australian cool box.
Empire's a doze, the kids and Uncle Bruce are swimming in their clothes.
Oh my God.
The time comes round to go, we take a family snap.
It's nearly over.
Then pack the car and we'll shoot through before the washing up. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all.
Radio 1.
Christmas in Australia on a scorching summer's day. Jingle bells, jingle bells, Christmas time is due. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a rusty holden ute. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a rusty holden ute.
Yes. Oh, yeah, that's the Australian version of Jingle Bells. What amuses you so much about that, Chris? What is it? You don't know?
I don't know.
You don't know? Do you just find it a bit strange?
Yeah.
Anything else you want to know? Email me, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. You could be on Dear Scott soon.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Claire off of Bristol's been on saying, I've got a stinking cold and a 5-hour drive home, but that Australian Christmas carol has cheered me up no end. I'd quite like to hear a little bit more, actually. I think I'm a bit obsessed.
Dashing through the bush in a rusty holden ute, kicking up the dust, Esky in the boot.
It's not Emil in the boot, don't worry. Izzy in Surrey's been on saying, OMG, I love Australian Christmas songs, play more. Are there any more? If anyone knows if there are any more hot Christmas songs from Australia, then let me know. Chris in Staines has been on saying, do not slate the slow cooker. Beef that falls apart with your fork is delicious. Look, I can't plan what's going...
Is that a...
I think that... Is that
all
right?
Can you look that up?
Can you look no. beef that falls apart with your fork? Just to make sure.
That's not rude, is it?
I don't know,
you
check
don't
it.
Know with me.
Check it
you?
On your computer. Beef falling apart...
I got really badly caught out with pork once.
Did you?
Yes.
In what way?
I'm not saying it.
Really?
It was Comedy Dave. He made me say it. We were doing some sort of vote on what's your favourite roast. And he slipped that one in. And then I read it.
Don't say that.
Don't say that. You're making it worse. What was that noise, please? What was that noise? What? That was like an out-of-body experience. Something happened then. What was it? What is going on today?
I can't actually breathe.
Massive lols. Well, I'm sure the slow cooker is fine, but I can't plan what's going to happen in my life in the next, like, 2 hours, let alone before I go to work in the morning thinking, oh, it's 7 o'clock, I put a joint of beef in the oven. Right, it's nearly 5 o'clock. 5:15 tonight, we've got more 24 years at the tap end. Do not watch the music video to this song. If you feel a little bit fragile, it will make you cry.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Katy Perry on BBC Radio 1.
What happens in the video then? I haven't seen it.
Everyone dies. No, they don't. Basically, what happens is Katy Perry is with a hot man. Mm. And they're having fun. You know, like in music videos where everything's kind of like, oh, look at us, we're having so much fun, look, oh, we're so in love. And then they have an argument, and then you see Katy Perry is an old pensioner lady, and he has a car crash, plot spoiler, sorry, and then, sound like I'm doing plot spoilers for music videos, and then you see her being all sad and lonely and old, and he's the one that got away, and it's actually quite sad.
Oh, she doesn't have a new gentleman friend.
No. Off, and then she goes back to the place where he had the car crash and just stares into the distance, fade to black. There we are, that's the whole plot of the entire video there for you.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
In your Christmas stocking this year, you might get one of the many celebrity autobiographies that are out in time for Christmas, but with this one, 24 years at the tap end, this is the only place you can get it. On this show, or by getting our free download. Not available in any shops yet. It's my mate Chris. And the story of his life. So where are we at?
Well, we're sort of darting all over the place, really. I haven't done this in any order. I've just sort of gone from 1 year to the next year, sort of freestyling it a bit.
I like it when it jots around a bit.
But in the book, should it be in some sort of order, or should it just be 19 to 3 to 2 to 5th year?
I think that's fine to do that.
Really?
Oh, no, no, no. In the book, it's got to go in order.
No, why? I don't think it does.
Well, otherwise you don't know. He might mention characters that he hasn't met yet, and then you have to have the explanation three chapters back.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Can I also just say thank you to someone who sent in a letter today with a cover of the autobiography as she
You
sings
said it.
It
right!
Oh, God, I did.
Yeah. For the first time, right. You said it right. Congratulations.
She like, drew it. It's great. It's got 50 chicken nuggets on the front.
And what's their name?
Anna Lee. So thank you for that.
She used to read the news on this show.
I don't think it's her.
No, I thought she did a song called Two Times.
Yeah, her as well, same.
But was that Anna Lee who did the news, did the song as well?
Yeah, she's not here.
I never knew that.
Yeah. Oh, thanks, Anna Lee. So now, brace yourselves, everybody. It's time for the next instalment of 24 Years at the Tap End. My mate Chris's autobiography. Listen, watch, share.
Right then.
Yep.
My 19th year at the Tap End. I had survived a month of freshers. Despite a nasty bout of freshers flu, I was alive and enjoying my first year at Southampton Uni.
Who'd you get that from?
I can't remember.
Do you think you got it from someone, or was it just a thing going around?
I think everyone gets it, don't they, in freshers? Freshers flu's always about...
Yeah.
You get it every year as well, don't you?
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much every year, yeah.
I had been sharing a room with a nice guy called Tim. A room in H Block on the third floor that looked across to Glenbar. But after a month of this, the news came through that the uni had found me accommodation in Bencraft Halls. Mm. This was devastating news. I'd had an amazing start to my uni life in Glenair Halls, and the thought of moving to an inferior halls filled me with dread.
What was it about Tim that you liked?
He was just a good bloke, really. You know, we regularly ate chicken nuggets, burgers, stuff like that. Both liked football. I suppose he was a good bloke, generally.
What?
It was great and everything, but he's... And it's not a slur on the people of the town, but he was from Scunthorpe, and I didn't... A lot of the time, he had quite a strong regional accent.
You didn't understand him?
No, I know it's really horrible to say, but he spoke really quickly.
Right.
But he was a really good bloke.
So were you like, say again?
Yeah. But he was a top bloke, though.
Despite being from Scunthorpe, he was really nice.
No, don't say it like that, because...
That's what you just said.
No, because I've got family from around there as well, but it's just...
It doesn't mean they're bad people.
His accent in particular was just a bit strong, you know?
Okay.
I was going to say all the people from Scunthorpe are going to be on now, but we don't get texts from them, do we?
No.
They're really? Censored. Censored.
They're not allowed?
No.
They don't come through.
Why?
Four stars.
The problem is with Scunthorpe, one of the most offensive swear words you can say or text in is contained within Scunthorpe. So any text just don't get through. I know. I feel really bad for them.
So you can say what you want, Chris. Anything else you want to get out?
That's amazing.
And if you are listening in Scunthorpe, just put Scunny next time, or don't even put where you're from and you'll get straight through.
That's brilliant.
Continue.
I headed to the union and begged them to keep me in Glenair, which they agreed to do on the agreement that I moved into a block of rooms known as Old Terrace. I headed back and, with the help of a couple of mates, grabbed all my stuff and headed to the Old Terrace. It wasn't the best. About 10 rooms were sharing a shower, and the kitchen seemed to resemble a Chinese restaurant, but not a good one.
In what way did it resemble a Chinese restaurant?
I think just because there was a lot of Chinese-looking utensils.
What's a Chinese-looking utensil?
Like a lot of woks.
I've got two woks.
Well, there was a lot of woks.
Okay.
What do you need two woks for?
I just have.
Why?
I just acquired them over the years. I don't know why. Don't question me. I've just got two. I'm a two-wok household. Deal with it. Next.
In the other block, my roommate was a decent cook, but I didn't know where to start with cooking a proper meal in the new one. There was a man who made burgers in Glen, a legend called Q. His Q burgers are famous. I'd been living off those and potato waffles since I'd arrived at uni. But things had to change. I needed to cook a proper meal.
Oh.
One lunchtime, I decided to create my first ever meal. A student staple, pasta. But my first attempt of creating pasta went all wrong. To speed up the process of boiling water in a pan, then adding pasta, Sorry.
No, so you're not making the pasta. When you say make pasta, you've not got a pasta machine and all the flour and all that.
Basically,
you're literally getting the dried stuff out of the packet and
boiling it.
Yes.
And you'd never done that before?
No. I decided to put pasta in a kettle, thinking the process would be the same but quicker. I flicked the switch, but the kettle made a horrible noise, started to shake and then promptly blew up. Don't ever try it.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
You actually put the pasta in the kettle.
Yeah, I thought it would. It sort of does two birds, one stone. Is that the right phrase?
Yeah.
Yeah. However, my worst cooking incident resulted in the fire brigade being called out to my halls a few days later.
Oh, no.
I had a craving for cheese on toast, but again, thought I'd try a speedier method. Jeremy Kyle was about to start. I turned the toaster on its side to act like a grill and placed the bread and cheese in with the toaster horizontally.
So the toaster is on its side?
Yeah.
And you are, what, feeding the bread in?
Put the bread and cheese in horizontal.
Because
toasters cook toast quickly. That was the thinking here. The thing went up in flames. In a panic, one of the foreign students passing hit the fire alarm and the old terrace was evacuated. It would have all been fine, but this was after a night out at the union at 2 in the morning and I was getting a lot of angry looks. Again, don't ever try this. Food is epic after nights out at uni. I remember my first ever late night curry, which was in fact my first ever curry.
You were 19 when you had your first curry?
Yeah, I was.
And you were 19 when you first cooked pasta for yourself?
Yep.
What were you doing for food before this?
At home?
Yeah. Did your mum cook you everything?
My mum, wasn't it?
You must have cooked something for yourself when she went out, or did she leave you something?
Well, you just get takeaway, wouldn't you?
Yeah, but if you've had takeaways because your mum's gone out, you've only ever had Chinese?
Well, fish and chips.
Pizza.
There's loads of takeaways, Becky. What are you thinking? Microwaveable
but
meals?
I can't believe if you've lived off takeaways that you've never had a curry up until when you're 19.
Never had a curry, no. Just something I'd never done. It was.
So your first ever curry is about to be eaten.
I'd been out for a night out at a club called Jester's in Southampton.
Yes.
Anyone from Southampton?
I met Michael Greco in there once.
I took you there once. Do you remember?
Was that the same night?
I don't think so. I don't remember Greco.
Yeah. Beppe off EastEnders back in the day.
Anyone from Southampton will know of this legendary student place. Its sticky floors, walls and liberal entrance policy are famous. That place probably holds my most memorable and unmemorable moments of my time at the Tap End. I'd been out there one AU night and was persuaded to go for a 3 a.m. curry down the road with my mate Oz. I didn't even know that you could get a curry at 3 a.m. in the morning, but went along. I wasn't sure what to expect. I went along with it because that's what everyone else wanted to do, but I'd never had a curry. It would be a disaster if I didn't like it. I decided to be honest and fess up about never having a curry. Luckily, Oz and the sport team we were with took pity on me and allowed me to have a korma.
I knew you'd have a korma.
It was an incredible experience, my first curry. I remember it well. Over the years now, I've worked my way up, and I'm proud to say I now regularly eat Buna. But that night was special. I will never forget my first curry at 3 a.m. A 3 a.m. korma, that fresh's evening.
That's it?
That's it.
That is beautiful. And I can just taste the korma now. I see you described that beautifully, Chris.
Thank you.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, if you just put the show on this evening, if you just put Radio 1 on, hello and welcome. Bienvenue. You have missed 24 years at the Tap End, the biography, autobiography of Chris.
Yep.
Today, mostly revolving around curry.
Oh, if that's just given me an idea, your slip then. What? If he's doing an autobiography, I might do a biography. With, like, all the actual real-life stuff in it.
Really?
You know, like, the extra bits.
I'm not sure that's wise.
What do you mean? What's the difference here?
Well, the autobiography is one you write yourself.
Right.
But the biography, anyone can write.
Yeah.
Me and Scott could write biographies of you.
About you, yeah.
How do you feel about that?
No.
No?
Unauthorised?
Also, you can get that on the free download if you did miss Tap End, because a lot of people, you know, they miss it and they get annoyed. It's on the free download from the Radio 1 website, available tomorrow. Also, you missed us playing a really weird Australian Christmas song. Different because it doesn't contain any snow.
Dashing through the bush in a rusty holden ute.
That's what they listen to.
Kicking up the dust.
Because it's hot.
Esky in the boot. Kelpie by my side. Singing Christmas songs. It's summertime and I am in my singlet shorts and thongs. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Christmas in Australia on a scorching summer's day. Hey! Jingle bells, Christmas time is beautiful. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a rusty Holden ute.
Whatever that is. What's a Holden ute?
Oh, it's a Vauxhall pickup truck.
Oh, right. And also, if you've just put us on tonight, you missed the weirdest noise ever coming out of Becky.
Oh, don't play this again. I don't know what it is.
I don't even know where it came from. Out of you, like where? Listen to this.
Don't say that.
Don't say that. You're making it worse. What was that noise, please? What was that noise?
Seriously, what is it?
I don't know. I couldn't breathe at the time. I was having a laughing fit. It sounds like an alien.
If there are any doctors listening, could you please let us know what that is? What was that noise? What is it?
It came from, like, my chest area.
I've isolated it now. Listen, we'll turn it up a bit.
It is. It's an alien.
Oh, God. What is that?
The Scott Mills Daily.
Dear Scott... What are you saying? Send me an email, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
I don't think any doctors have been on, but there are a lot of people speculating as to what that noise could be.
Someone says you sound like their German shepherd.
Yeah.
Called Majesty.
Yeah. Thanks, JP in Sheffield.
There she is, isn't it? Your Majesty.
Someone says it's Ozzy Osbourne trying to get out.
It could be. Or that you've just swallowed a seal. All of those possible.
Well, my favourite was that I'd eaten Britney Spears.
Why is that?
I don't know.
I think I know what they mean. Do you know what they mean?
No.
It's kind of like... Dear Scott is on. Go.
Hey, Scott, Becky, Chris, the PR4L, and the one that doesn't speak. How are you all? I'm in Dubai, and I know you like to visit here, Scott. So I was wondering, when you come here again, can you cut my hair? I know you have some qualifications to do so. I thought you'd do a better job than some of the people here. And it would be an amazing birthday present. My birthday is on the 24th of November, so let me know. Thanks, Bella. Smiley. XX.
Okay, so that's gone for this year, Bella. Hi. I have had one of the worst haircuts of my whole life in Dubai, actually. It went awfully wrong. You know when you actually cry?
Mm.
I don't think boys generally do that. Obviously, girls cry all the time when they've been to the hairdresser, but boys don't. But I did break down in tears.
But you always take that picture with you, don't you? The one of Philip Schofield.
No, I don't do that anymore. That stopped when I was about 14.
Oh!
But I did, yes. I
thought it's like,
God,
how
to go this again?
How can it go wrong if you've got the picture of Phil there?
Yes, I used to take a picture of Philip Schofield into the hairdressers. So what?
No, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it. He's got lush locks.
Yeah.
I was just trying to work out why they did a bad job.
Don't know. Anyway, maybe next year, Bella. Next!
Hiya, Scott, Becky and Chris. Just wondering, have you noticed something weird going on with Kelly Rowland's face on X Factor? We've noticed that her beauty spot / mole thing changes location on her face each week. 4 weeks ago it was on the right, 3 weeks ago it was on the left, 2 weeks ago she didn't have one at all, and last week it was under her lip instead of above. Is it just us going mad? Love you, from Lara, off of near Leeds, 5'7", size 7 feet.
Yeah, it's actually a stick-on one, so she just changes it around to suit her and where she feels it looks best on her face that week. I don't know that, I just made that up. But I haven't actually noticed that her beauty spot moved. If anyone else has, let me know. How can it move that much? Do you think it is a stick-on? Why would you do that?
I don't know.
Anyway, if anyone knows the answer to this puzzling question about Kelly Rowland, let me know. And make sure you watch her tonight on the Red Button or on the Radio 1 website, because she's performing at Radio 1 Extra Live in London. I wonder where it'll be tonight. Next.
Hi, Scott, Becky, Chris, TOTDS, STD, Chris Smith, off of the news, and the delectable PR4L. I've been waiting for another listener to point this out to you, but they're taking way too long. So I'm going to have to save the day and bring this to your attention before you put it on your film. Your Lady Gaga Enjoy the Boob song is going to get you sued by Timmy Trendy. The music, particularly the intro, is exactly the same as his hit Bang On Trend. Work has been thin on the ground for Timmy recently, so I wouldn't put it past him to earn a few bucks from suing you. Just trying to save your hard-earned money, Scott. Love you. Jake, off of London.
Jake, hi. It is true, the Enjoy the Boob song, which Nat made for us, which we are thinking very much about including in the Radio 1 movie, which premieres next week, does sound very similar to Timmy Trendy's chart topper, Bang On Trend. Almost identical, in fact.
Lady Gaga.
Welcome to Radio 1's Big Weekend.
So that was Enjoy the Boo. And this is Bang on Trend. No?
Only a bit.
Fabulous!
Oh, I've forgotten about this. Let's just play it. Here we go.
You know me, darling, I'm a real-life fashion czar. Straight out of Stoke-on-Trent, a stylist to the stars. I'm a god of new couture, ambassador of Vogue, of Pret-a-Manger fashions, front row at catwalk shows.
Yeah.
He is Mr. Fashionista.
I don't do fashion, darling, I am fashion.
He is Mr. Fashionista.
My name is Timmy Trendy.
Bang on Trend, he gives us fashion to die for.
Timmy Trendy.
Bang on Trend, he gives us fashion to die for. Cause he's so bang on
Trend.
Fat or slender, gender bendy, get some style, ask Timmy Trendy. Listen, darling, comprehend me. Style, ask Timmy Trendy. Celebrities all recommend me. Get some style, ask Timmy Trendy.
Trendy.
Hello, and thank you for calling Timmy Trendy.
Hi, Timmy, it's Gok Wan here. Listen, baby.
Gok, darling, haven't seen you since Close Show Live. Sorry I had to dash, was running to Milano to style Jenny Faulkner. How are you, darling?
Listen, I'm a fashion icon. I've got nothing to wear. I'm gutted. Help me.
Darling, this season is all about leather panel jumpers and transparent jumpers.
Gorgeous, fabulous.
Listen to Timmy, darling, and you'll be bang on trend.
Thank you very much.
Now gawk off, darling. I'm making a hit record.
Bang on trend. He gives us fashion to die for. Fashion to die for. Cause he's so bang on
Trend.
Fat or slender, gender bendy, get some style, ask Timmy Trendy. Listen, darling, comprehend me. Get some style, ask Timmy Trendy.
The bang on trend. He gives us fashion to die for.
See you in the charts, darling. He gives us fashion to die for.
Oh,
I'm getting good at this.
Cause he's so bang on
Trend.
Oh, it was great to hear that again.
So, yeah, I don't think it sounds the same at all.
No, in answer to your question, quite a long-winded way of going about it, but don't think it does at all. I don't think Timmy's going to sue us. He probably does need the money. Yeah, everyone's noticed that Kelly Rowland's beauty spot does actually move, leading us to the conclusion that it probably is a stick-on.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Am I allowed to mention what's happening in the studio at the moment?
In what way?
Vis-a-vis the film crew that appears to have come out of nowhere and now is following you round.
Yes, I am actually, it's going to be on ITV2 and it's Scott Mills, The Next Chapter.
Are you the new Peter Andre?
I'm the new Amy Childs. No, I... they're not following me around. Well, they are, actually. But
They are.
Yeah, no, they are. Yeah, let's not get it twisted. They are. But that's because I am doing a little film for the BBC. And I am from today, giving up alcohol for a month.
Right.
Me, I know.
Okay.
Yeah.
How's this going to work?
It's going to be on in the new year.
So do these guys follow you 24 hours a day just to make sure you don't have a quick one?
Yeah.
Right.
For the rest of my life. No, for the next month. They're not going to be there all the time. But I'm not allowed to drink. So tonight's my last one. Are you coming out for a bevy?
Are you paying?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
We're on. Chris, are you in?
Yeah.
One that doesn't speak, are you in? He's on as well. Everyone's on. This is excellent news.
So what are you going to do? Go out and...
drink?
Yeah.
And then not drink for a month, as I just
over
explained.
Christmas? And New Year? Don't look at the film quiz if to go, don't come round on Christmas Day, because I'll have a little sherry.
Could you not come round on Christmas Day? Is that... come on, it's Christmas.
You can't do an experiment and then not do the experiment.
Well, we'll see.
But I'm rubbish.
We'll see. But at the moment, I'm saying
so
a month.
Scott Mills may or may not give up alcohol for a
no,
month.
No, I am going to.
Except on Christmas
Excludes
Day.
Excludes Christmas Day.
BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.